Hi, this is Hattie Hart filling in for Alana, and this is the Anonymous Us Project. Our first story is called A Dad Is Not a Father, and it was written by a donor-conceived person. You are my father, but that doesn't make you my dad. You gave me life. I owe everything I have to you. Without you, I wouldn't exist. I wouldn't be typing this letter. The lives of everyone I am connected to would completely change if I was not here. I want to thank you for that. Thank you for giving me the ability to walk, talk, laugh, love, cry, and shout. The ability to jump, sing, dance, and grieve. Thank you for giving me the chance to make something out of myself. Thank you for giving me the chance to fall in love and the chance to get my heart broken. Thank you for giving me the chance to help others, a chance to improve the lives of the ones around me. You are my life giver. And although I thank you for that, Father, you are not my dad. You weren't there when I was young. You didn't change a diaper or take a turn getting up when I cried at night. You didn't help me take my first steps or help me pronounce my first word. You didn't pick me up from school while I stood on the sidewalk. You didn't come to my musicals, even when I had a solo. You didn't dance with me at the father-daughter formal and tell me my dress looked pretty. You didn't throw a ball around the yard with me on Father's Day. You didn't read me a fairy tale book to sleep at night. You didn't help me with my math homework. You didn't lift me onto your shoulders at Disney World while I wore big foam ears. You didn't threaten the first boy I brought home for dinner. You didn't ask me to cover up my arms in that summer dress. You didn't take any pictures of me and all of my best friends at prom. You didn't console me when I cried over the boy who broke my heart. You didn't clap and scream when I walked for graduation. You didn't reluctantly give me money when I asked to go out with friends. You didn't help me move boxes of clothes and junk into my dorm room. You didn't yell at me when I said no to a stupid argument. You didn't do any of these things. Do you know how badly I wish you did? For years, I longed for you to join my life, to make me feel included. I wanted a father to do these things with, just like everyone else had. While I longed for you, you probably rarely thought about me. I was probably a passing thought in bed at night. You don't even know my name. You don't realize everything you missed out on. And I don't blame you for that. Although I wish you could have been there, I did not need you. It took some time until I came to terms with it. I realized for all those situations, my mom was there. She had enough love for two parents put together. My aunt was there taking pictures, reading stories, and driving me around. They were there on Christmas, helping me put the star on the tree. They held my hand while I got shots at the doctors. They were there when I got accepted into the National Honor Society. They came to the art show I was featured in. They hugged me and cried when I received my college acceptance letter. They have always been there. I may not know what having a real father would be like, but I decided I don't need to know. I have my family. It is small, but it is real. You are my creator, my father. But you are certainly not my dad. And I don't ever want you to be. I'm happy here. Even without you. Our next story is called I Already Regret This. It was written by a sperm donor. Dear Firstborn, you are the biggest mistake I have ever made. I shouldn't have done it, and every day I think about you. How I'm not going to see you the day you're born. How you're going to learn to talk without me. How you'll never miss me when you get dropped off at daycare. How you won't cling to my legs as you don't want to stay at school. I'm not going to get any of that. Why? Because I donated my sperm, and as your mothers want it, I will not be your father, but a donor. It's scary how the use of that word is advised to people to try to make us feel like illegitimate parents. Like we don't have a place in this. Like we don't belong in the equation. I'm not your father anymore. No matter how bad I want to love you, hold you, kiss you, support you, your mother and your mother don't want me to do that. They don't want me complicating their lives. They don't want me to intrude. They want to be the parents. And love is all that makes a family is what they'll chant as one of your mothers can be called a hypocrite since she obviously went to great lengths to have you. I didn't sell you. I gave you away. Didn't even accept the gas money to get to your mom's house. I did this because I wanted a chance to get to know you. But all your moms want to do is decide the next 18 years of your life without allowing you to have a say. I've been reading these stories on this site since I donated, and I hate that you'll possibly one day be wondering who I am. That one day you'll realize that you missed out on 18 years worth of building a relationship with me. One day you'll notice that while your moms loved you very much, I could have also loved you very much. And I'm already angry, resentful, spiteful of your mothers, who are going to rip you away from my life because they want to be selfish and validate their own little family. I'm your dad. I'm your father. I brought you into this world. Without me, you wouldn't be here. Never will I forget that. But I'm going to have to step back and let your mother and your mother take care of you, because I know that I'll be a great dad. I know that they won't let me see you. I know that a custody battle would be bad for you. So I guess I'll just leave you alone to deal with your pain, your questions, loneliness, depression, identity confusion, and all of that on your own, because your moms want it that way. If it were up to me, you'd know about me from day one. My only mistake was not making my wants for you clear from day one. But I have to come from a place of love. And if I love you, I'll let you go. As much as it kills me, and as much as it could kill you for us to be apart, it would hurt you and your family more if we got the legal system involved. The lesser of these solutions is to let you go. I hate this. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done this to you. I hope you grow up to be okay with yourself. I'm sure you'll be an amazing person, and I hope to one day meet you as a fine young man or fine young woman that I know you've become. I will always be looking out for you. I will always be thinking of you. And given the popularity of sites like this, I'm sure you'll often be thinking of me too. There's so much more in my mind, but I just can't sort it all out. I don't want to sign you away. But I guess we will see on the delivery date. Love, I just want to love you. And our next story is called Parents Accept Their Undying Love for My Other Sibling. It was written in the category of other by an individual who was born to two biological parents, but those parents were very abusive in their relationship with the individual. I don't know how to put my feelings in words here. I'm not much of a writer, and really don't know how to write what I am feeling right now. Recently, 2 days ago, my mom called me in the middle of the night sobbing on the phone. I thought my grandma had passed away. Telling me how sorry she and my dad were for loving my sister more than me. Initially, I thought they were playing some prank on me. But later on, when she went on explaining things, it started hitting me that all these years what I thought was parenting was actually neglecting and anger. She went on to tell me how her mother loved her son, Mom's younger brother, more than my mom. And when my mom had me, 27 years ago, she couldn't feel that love for me that she should have. Even my dad accepted it. His parents loved his elder brother more. I was beaten, yelled at, pushed, just because my parents couldn't get the love they deserved. My sister, who is 6 years younger than me, is the apple of their eye. Whatever she does is always correct. Her mistakes are dismissed, whereas mine were punished, sometimes in a very harsh way. I still clearly remember, when I was in my 8th grade, my sister once cried saying I hurt her, and my parents, without second thought, started beating me. I was later taken for stitches on my cheek and my head because of my wounds. I was very bad at math, and my dad always found a way to hit me with books, sticks, punches, and much more. I always thought I was a dumb kid with no brain for education, but now it shows me that I was unloved. When I asked her why come clean after 27 years, all she said was she always wanted to come clean, and she loved me no matter what, but there was always favoritism, and my sister took an upper hand. Even after her confession, I am not able to bring myself to hate them and get angry over them. All I am thinking of is that they could have behaved in a much more bad and mean way with me. But no matter what, they fed me, clothed me, educated me, and protected me from every bad force of the outer world, and I respect and love them for it. Now, I am in a dilemma about what I should do. Should I forget everything and go on as if nothing ever happened? Or stop interacting with them and start building a life for me? I want to say a deep thanks to all of the authors that contributed to our website and to this podcast. I want to thank you very much for being brave and sharing your journey with us. We will be airing a new podcast every first and third Monday of each month. So goodbye for now. My name is Hattie Hart, and this is the Anonymous Us Project.